This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning. I'm really liking this new time slot from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. It's United States Fire Department racing out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, and we race to bring awareness to firemen and volunteer fire departments. What a show today. Tim Bryant has the season finale double features at Mobile International Speedway with the Pro Late Models, the Pro Trucks, Sportsmen and Bombers. We're going to learn all about it here shortly. Also, we've got Wayne O'Kresick, the operator at Sunny South Raceway. The next race coming up, and by the way, that track's just about 7 miles past Mobile on the right side, September 12th. We'll get the rundown of the heat races from this past race and all the things that Wayne's doing. He's got a brand new dirt track on the inside of Sunny South Raceway for some go-karts, and they put a lot of time into it. Also, Jay Wells with the Bay Area Modified's Emerald Coast Tour tonight. They will run with the Wing Sprint cars on the dirt with all the regular classes at Southern, and they only have two races left. We'll learn a little bit more about that, and then, wow, I love what's going on in NASCAR this weekend. Dustin Long with NBC Sports is going to be there. They're bringing the Southern 500 back to Labor Day weekend, which was a great move for NASCAR, and how about all those throwback paint schemes? We'll also get the latest on Tony Stewart's lawsuit, and there's a chance, maybe, that a new driver could be coming to replace Stewart, and we'll talk to Dustin Long about that. So, again, thanks for checking out the racing show. We're down to the final few races at Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway combined. And Tim Bryant on the air this morning with us. And Tim, this is going to be great. If you know, last night we were at practice with K Motorsports running our number 5, and there were a lot of cars there for practice. It's going to be another big show.
Yeah, and I'd like to start out, Kane, by thanking everyone that came out a couple of weeks ago for the Lee Fields Memorial. It was just an awesome event. We had some great racing. It was just really good to see the pits packed with race cars and people. Had a very nice crowd in the grandstand area, and it brought back great memories. And it was a nice tribute to Lee. So thanks for all the people that supported that event. And of course, we move ahead to tonight, the season finale. It's hard to believe it's here already, but. The Mako Fabrication 100 for Pro Late Models scheduled for tonight. It looks like a good field of cars. And, of course, another nice tribute tonight, Wayne Edeckin Jr. Looks to be in position to capture a track championship. That's another throwback, if you would, because he'd had so many championships here back in the 80s. So that'll take place tonight. The Barry's U-Pullet Pro Trucks, the Bob Speed Shop Sportsman, the Island Motors 2 Bombers, all running the double feature format tonight. So going to be an action-packed night.
Well, Wayne Niedecken Jr., there was a great story on speed51.com that you have up on the website if you guys are listening for the first time, and check it out at mobilespeedway.net. But Jr. talks about this past year, he just wanted to kind of travel, not be, I wouldn't say stuck at one track, but running at one track for a championship, never stuck. and he's had such great results since the very first race. He said, I think we'll just go ahead and do this and do it. And he's had a pretty good run this year.
Well, certainly he has. He's had a pretty good year at Five Flags. Yes. He's currently, I think, third in the standings over there. But here at MIS, he's just really had his way. His car's just been on a rail this year. And, some good competitors have been in and then really not had a whole lot for him. But tonight, he'll have his work cut out for him. Josh Bragg actually tested last night, wanting to kind of get a little redemption. He just hasn't had the season after back-to-back-to-back championship that he'd wanted in 2015. Ryan Paul, good-looking car, pro late model out last night, was making some good laps. The Ronnie Sanders Racing team came in right at the end of practice, and of course, that's going to be Hunter Robbins behind the wheel of that car tonight. And when it comes to a pro race, that is a team that is just hard to beat no matter where they go. Stephen Christian, a former NASCAR All-Pro driver, brought in his rig right at the end of practice last night. His young son from Atlanta going to be making his debut here at MIS tonight. So the competition will be tough. There was a lot of trucks in the pits last night.
Yeah.
The pro truck division is just really looking good. And, of course, the little extra bonus money for the Bob Speed Shop Sportsman and the Island Motors 2 Bombers on the line, a cash bonus for the driver with the best two-race average finish. So another little additional flavor, if you would.
Well, and, you know, we've already had two champions crowned. Congratulations to Casey Smith from Austin, Texas, in that 99 super late model. And what a great run. Love Jason Johnson in the super stock. You know, he's been around that track for years. Number 94 at Moss Point, Mississippi. Well-deserved champions, both of them.
No doubt about it. I mean, Casey Smith is currently with two races left in the Southern Super Series. He's leading that point standing. So what a great finish to a good season for him. But certainly he had his act together here at MIS. And Jason Johnson, as you said, been around racing for many years, can be seen working on pit crews, but behind the wheel of his own super stock. He set out this season to try to claim the track championship, and he did it. So congratulations to Jason.
And we talked about Wayne Niedecken Jr. in the pro late models, but how about Oki Mason in the pro trucks leading?
Well, I tell you what, with two features on the line tonight, there could be a swing in the pro truck division and a little drama brewing there. Oki's got some concerns about some of the mechanical aspects of his truck. He's actually kind of got a backup lined up in case he has problems in the first race, but Howard Langham is lurking very close behind, so that's going to be a very interesting story, and especially with a large number of trucks, why they're subject to be a shift in points if a guy has any trouble in either of the two races. So we'll be anxious to see how that turns out.
Well, you said a lot of drama, and there's going to be a lot of that tonight because last race of the season, you never know what's going to happen. I want to say congratulations so far to Red Dog Reynolds. You know, he's had several seconds, and he said, out of the 15 or 20 years I've been racing, not won a championship. That's what we're going to do this year in the Bob Speed Sports Speed Shop Sportsman. He's really done great, and that's a brand new piece.
He's just had a great season, and of course, you know, coming off a bad crash at the Snowball Derby last year, you know, it just turned around for him in 2015, and he's got a very comfortable lead, we'll say. So if he can just take the green flag in tonight's feature races, why a well-deserved track championship for him. And same can be held true for Matt Jackson. Yeah. What a story that's been, you know, kind of unseating the Denmark team over there as champions. And, you know, it ain't over till it's over, but Matt Jackson certainly looks like he's in a good position going into tonight's race.
Yeah, we're proud of him, McCain Motorsports, and we made an announcement this year that he'll go from the Bomber this year, which might be sold, to the Pro Trucks. And like you said, that seems to be a class that's really growing out there.
Yeah, it really is, and it's what I would kind of deem as a mid-level class in terms of cost to compete. All racing divisions, as you well know, even a bomber car, this is an expensive hobby for most people. But the trucks, you know, they run a Chevy 602 crate engine, which is relatively affordable. They're very reliable, so you don't have a ton of engine costs, and you know, other than keeping tires on these. On these mongers, why, you know, if you can stay out of crashes, not a horribly expensive division to run, and I think that's why it's so popular. We're expecting 15, 16, 17 trucks in tonight's race.
Well, let's shift gears. Obviously, a big night of racing in Mobile, but Five Flag Speedway, we're not done yet, and then we've got that Snowball Derby. Next one coming up September 19th, and again, the Pro Late Models with the 100 Alan Turner tune-up. Tell me about that race.
Yeah, the Alan Turner Tune-Up 100 always, it's kind of a prelude to the Snowflake that happens in December. So we'll have a good field of pro late models. Most of the guys that will be racing here at MIS tonight will venture to Pensacola in a couple of weeks. Again, that's a Saturday night. Now that MIS is finished for the season, Pensacola will switch to Saturday nights for the final two races, and they'll be back-to-back Saturday.
Yeah.
The Pro Late Model and Super Stock Championship taking place on September 19th. Along with regular Sportsman and Bomber Racing, and then we'll come back the very next Saturday with what will actually be the Southern Super Series National Championship event, along with the Blizzard Series for Super Late Models, and we'll have our championship races for the Pro Trucks, the Sportsman, and the Bombers.
So lots of good racing, and again, tell us about what time the fans can start coming in, and you've done something with the prices tonight at Mobile, right?
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning that. We rolled back the pricing a little bit. It's a $10 ticket for all adults. Kids 11 and under get in free. So, you know, load up all the kids and come out and let's send these drivers off 2015 with a bang.
There we go. We'll do it. I know you've got lots to do, and next weekend we'll get the update on how it all went down. So, Tim, thank you so much for being a part of the show and everything you do for racing around our community.
Well, thank you, Kane. And you asked about the times. Of course, the gates will open at 4. We will start racing at 7, so somewhere between the 5 and 7 o'clock hour would be the best time for folks to start arriving.
Yeah.
And it's going to be probably a 2.5-3 hour nonstop racing program. So looking forward to it tonight. And again, we appreciate all you do for local racing.
I'm glad to do it. Thank you. That's Tim Bryant again with Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway. And again, not, like he said, it's not really over, as they say, until the fat lady sings. We're excited at Kane Motorsports to have our second championship, it looks like, in 3 years. I've got one at Sunny South Raceway, and now Matt Jackson, our driver, and it's just so exciting. I'm going to go ahead and embarrass him and tell the story. He woke up this morning and told his soon-to-be wife, they're getting married on the 26th, Charity. He said, "Make me some eggs. I'm the champion," and I love that. So he's got to finish. But, you know, so many great sponsors help us at Kane Motorsports. You know, we also race. September is the month of Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and we do a lot with childhood cancer, and it's very important to us. And tonight there's a special little thing that a lot of the drivers are going to be doing with us, and we're going to put these walnuts in our pockets. There's a young little girl who lost her life to brain cancer, and it's a very special, special thing. If you go to Smashing Walnuts on Facebook and see the video, or if you look up my name, Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Long, L-O-N-G, see the photo, the video, and it's very touching. And we race to bring awareness to childhood cancer, and again, with what we do, we've got handprints all over our cars with kids that are fighting cancer and that have lost their lives to cancer. So we're honored to have so many amazing sponsors with us, including Casp Industries, also Cross Creek Realty and McDonald's, Pull Apart and BA Motorsports. You've got Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service on there, and they all are partnering with everything that we do. And a little bit later during the show, I'll let you know exactly where we'll be. We have several appearances coming up within this month that you can come and bring the kids out to the race cars and learn a little bit about childhood cancer. Also, thank you to Falsac Tires and Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, Titan Race Cars. Rusty Cooper does amazing jobs on the dirt. And Belrose Tattoo and Piercing. Go see Sean Herman. Go to SeanHerman.com to see amazing work. D&T Automotive and ABC Designs, Alabama Teen Challenge, Metro Glass of Mobile, USFD Racing, and Ratty Rods of the South with Bob Speed Shop. All a big part of helping those kids. And again, check us out on Facebook and more to continue. NASCAR, I love what they're doing with the Southern 500 back at Labor Day weekend. That's exciting. NASCAR's NBC Sports editor, Dustin Long, will be on the way. Also, we've got more with Jay Wells in the Bay Area Modified. He's going to sling the dirt in Southern with the Wing Sprint cars and that Modified series. And Wayne, or rather, yes, I almost said Wayne Niedecken Jr. We already talked about him. The other Wayne, Wayne O'Kresick, the operator of Sunny South Raceway, coming up next, talking about what happened last weekend. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much to the great sponsors that bring it to us every weekend. Mobile International Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, Five Flag Speedway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service there at Government and Butler Streets. If you want a motor, whether it's, a drag strip, maybe just street cruising, or you want something for the late model down to a go-kart, yeah, check out Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service at 666-7187. Still to come, Jay Wells with the Bay Area Modifieds, Open Wheel Modifieds, the Emerald Coast Tour tonight. They run with the Wing Sprint cars with all the regular classes at Southern. Only two races left in that series, and Dustin Long standing by with NBC Sports, with NASCAR bringing the Southern 500 back to the Labor Day weekend. I think that's just such an awesome idea. And, you know, there's a little track I always tell, and it's not really little, but it came out, it used to be called J&J Speedway. Some old-timer racers would know. Back in Grand Bay, it was a dirt track where a group of folks got together, dumped over $1 million into it, and kind of made it look like our own private Bristol. High-banked, half-mile, quarter-mile bull ring is what I call it. And really, this is the track that trains tomorrow's drivers today. And we've got the operator of the track now, Wayne O'Kresick, on. And Wayne, you're so busy because not only do you operate the track, you operate a very successful business here in town, Metro Glass and Mobile. But then you've also got a son that just cleans up everywhere he races, and you've got him, what, in three divisions? What are you doing?
Thanks for having me on, Kane. We stay busy, definitely, no doubt about it.
Well, let's talk about what you've been able to do with Sunny South Raceway. You know, First of all, let's start off. What made you decide to come in and do what you did? You came in and you decided to operate the track and take over and really run it. And since you and your wife, Debbie, have done that, I've really seen some amazing things happen. You've opened up another dirt track in the middle for go-kart racing, and your classes have grown. Seven classes of cars. You've got kids as young as 4 years old racing, and you have schools.
Kane, what's happened, when we were racing with Connor all over the Southeast, everywhere we went, there was a need for youngsters to get into karting. They just, you go to a track and people would not know what to do. And we hooked up with Sunny South and with U.S. Legends. So we're starting children out at 4 years old. We're putting them in cage karts, totally safe, moving them up from our Mighty Mike division to a faster motor to our junior champ division. Mm-hmm. When they get 10 or 11 years old, actually at 8 years old, they can move into a Bandolero, which is part of 600 Racing, which is a national series that runs all across the country, the same little bitty car, $5,000 brand new, $3,500 used.
Wow, that's
cool. They can run that forever. At 12 years old, if they run the Bando, they can go ahead and step up to the Legends, and from the Legends, they can step into the Pro Challenge. So basically, we can go from 4 to 104.
That's right. And let's explain, like the Legend cars, they look a lot like the vintage cars, but again, for people who don't know, tell us about the body style.
The Legend cars are available. Most of them are running a Ford coupe. All the cars basically are the 34 through 37 body styles, and they look just like the antique cars. Almost 200 horse, 1,600 pounds. If you can drive a Legend car, you can basically drive anything in the country. It's a hard car to drive.
Yeah, and you know, Ray and I have talked about it. When they're coming out of turn four, realistically, I mean, if you stay on the gas, you can slide it all the way down and like make it a drifting exhibition. I mean, there's so much horsepower to weight ratio in those cars.
That is correct.
But, you know, I think the fastest ones that you have out there, and as crazy as it sounds, is the adult go-karts. And we've talked about this before, again, with Ray, who's usually on with us. And these guys will go down an inch off the ground, no suspension, no seatbelts, 80 miles an hour probably, and they're bump drafting. How wild.
It's fun. And whoever invented the word go-kart really did a disadvantage to the actual. It's a racing. It's a small racing machine.
Yeah.
These things, you're an inch off the ground, you're running 75, 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Our Junior 1 drivers, which are the more advanced children, they're running mid-50s. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable the speed that they can carry through the corners.
Well, how do we look for the season so far? I know we got a couple more races going through October, but let's talk about what happened last weekend. You've got the rundown of the top three in each class, don't you?
We've got the rundown in top three in our Junior Champ division. Grant Thompson won, Garrett Little was second, Marcus Pope was third, and the Bando Bandits, which is our 8-year-old Bandits, which is a beginner class in cars, Caleb Boykin won, Cody Woods was second, and Jeremiah McGlide was third. Jeremiah comes from North Louisiana to race with us every week. Bando Outlaws, Britton Diaz won, Josie McCardle come in second, Colin Sublich come in third. Our Pro Challenge division, first time winner, Joseph McCardle beat Connor O'Krezik for the win, and Andrew Nolan coming third.
Yeah.
And Senior Champ division, which we were just talking about, yeah. JT Pryor, JJ Day, Chase Deagle. And the mini stock, which was the old
Stingers.
Yeah. Sean Mosley won, Dale Johnson, and Emery Wilkinson coming third. And that was a good race.
Well, and it was Stingers.
Tommy Dubelson won the pro division, or actually, and we have four different divisions on Legends. We have a Young Lions division, which is basically beginner racers from 12 to 14. We have a semi-pro division. We have a pro division and then we have a Masters. I think Masters is 55 and older. We had Conley Gilbertson had won the pro division. Connor O'Krezik won the Young Lions division. Dawson Kinnear won the semi-pro division, and Fred Lang won the master division. And in the overall race, Conley Gilbertson came in first with his fifth win in a row. Connor O'Krezik came in second, and Dawson Kinnear came in third.
Oh, wow. So some great racing, and obviously you've got the weekend off, well, at least at that track. But let's shift gears now as a proud papa. You have traveled all over the country with your son. You've got national championships and karts. He's impressed with so many people. How old is Connor?
Connor is 13. He will be 14 in October. We were very fortunate. Connor was born on his brother's 21st birthday, so we were a little older when Connor was born. So we had a little bit more time and a little bit more money to do the things that we enjoyed to do.
Yeah.
And racing is not a, it's not a hobby. It's a lifestyle.
It is.
I think anybody that races knows that if you race a vehicle, you're from just about 7 days a week, you're doing something with that vehicle.
That's true. That's true. And that's something. And you know what I like about this new time slot from 8 o'clock to 9, but now from 10 to 11, is we have so many new listeners that are checking us out for the first time. And I've talked about your track and how you train tomorrow's racers today's. You guys, I don't know if you have any schedule now, but we were talking about the Bandoleros. We were talking about those Junior 1 champs. You do have cars that actually, and helmets and everything you would need. So there's a school where you can actually go learn a little bit about the vehicles. Parents can do the same thing, and you strap in the kids, and they get to go take some laps to see if they really like it, which, duh, I don't think there's one that hasn't. You know what I'm saying? But it's a good way for you to introduce racing to a family that might not be aware of it, but say, wow, you know, soccer's fun, football's fun, but let's try this out.
That is correct, Kane. Anything, if the parents will just give me a call, they can call the track number or look on Facebook and get my phone number. I'll go ahead and set up a one-on-one. The go-karts we're doing, we were trying to do a school, but it's a lot easier to do a one-on-one on the beginner go-karts. We'll get them in a cart and let them do some laps and see if they like it. The Bandoleros, Brian McCardle has been teaching that class and the Legends, and he's done a great job with that, explaining how and why, when to get on gas, when to get out of the gas. Mm-hmm. And it's been so warm, we're kind of waiting till probably late October, early November to schedule another class.
Okay, well, how can we find the track? Where are you guys located?
We, if you get off on the Grand Bay exit on I-10 mm-hmm. and turn left, go to Highway 90, we are about 3 miles on the left-hand side.
And tonight, he'll be running the Sportsman, and you guys feel pretty confident about tonight's run?
Oh, yes.
I love it.
Very excited.
That's good. Well, Wayne, good luck. We'll see you at the track tonight, and I appreciate everything you do for the young racers and the community and teaming up with us here at Full Throttle Racing, and we'll have some more news about that down the road.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Again, Wayne Okresic, and we appreciate him coming on board. And there's so much more to continue. Again, we're going to talk with Jay Wells next with the Bay Area Modifieds Emerald Coast Tour. They're tonight running with the Wing Sprint cars. They're going to be over at Southern Raceway, and there's more to continue. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Always podcast later at usfdracing.org. I want to say good luck to my my soon-to-be championship winner, Matt Jackson. At least we hope. I'm not trying to hex it. Running tonight, again, double features at Mobile International Speedway, leading the points with a decent lead over Tommy Blocker, who Tommy has had an amazing year this year. He's second in points. It's all about consistency, and Tommy has been there. They have turned up their game, so kudos to you, Tommy Blocker, for second place. And of course, we've got BJ Latham in third, myself in fourth, and Superman behind us, Robert Loper in fifth. And you know, Robert's had some luck, some bad luck at the track and through the tech area, and he could have been a lot higher, but hey, you got to push that line, and I totally understand. Tonight's gonna be a lot of fun racing again at Mobile International Speedway. But if you like to slide on the dirt, there's another place you might want to go check out tonight, and that's Southern Raceway with the Emerald Coast Tour from the Bay Area Modifieds. And I love having Jay Wells on. And Jay, good morning, welcome back to the show. Last year, you were touring with late models. This year, you pick up the IMCA name brand. You got a national touring series with the Bay Area Modifieds. And are you sleeping much?
Not a lot. Some guys over here.
Oh, your phone is cutting out super duper bad. Yeah, we can barely hear you. Your phone's cutting out a little bit. But
It's been well worth it. I mean, to be associated with IMCA during their 100th year celebration, I mean, it's been great.
Well, and you've got national coverage, too, from some of your drivers as well.
Yeah, we're all over the IMCA newsletter on their website. I mean, their newsletter goes out to, I think, around 10,000 folks, and the website, who knows? I mean, you know, lots of publications there. So lots of press for our little tracks down here in the southeast.
Well, that's it. Let's talk about what the Bay Area Modifieds is and what was the idea behind it.
Well, it was, you know, yet another, you know, long string of bad ideas. I mean, you know, the modified class was struggling. Some of the guys had come to me and asked me to help with something like we did for the late models last year, that Skinner and I did. And so I did. I talked to IMCA, and we put this series together, and it's helped. We've had really good car counts. I've had 27 guys apply for IMCA licenses this year, mm-hmm. and you know, more talking about coming on next year. They saw what we've done this year, and they're excited about next year.
Well, and what's neat about this class, IMCA, well, bottom line is, you know, you go out and get an open-wheel modified from $4,000 to $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, throw a motor in it, but there's a claim rule on these motors. So you can go out there and race without spending $20,000, realistically, on a motor, you know, for, you know, and I could go to the driver who's ahead of me if I'm in the top five on the same lap or what have you, and claim his motor for $1,050.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules in place to keep it from becoming a swap meet. But, you know, if you finish in the top four, anybody from fifth on back on the lead lap that's been at 100% of the races can come up and claim your engine. And it's $1,050 to buy out or $100, and you exchange motors. And it just, you know, again, you can build whatever you want that you're willing to give up for $1,050. So, you know, we our engine rules are one paragraph, so we keep costs in check with the claim rule, and it's worked well.
What about these dirt cars? I've noticed it seems these dirt modifieds, like I said, a lot of people who haven't raced in a while are coming back because they're seeing the affordability of the series.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Jason Barney, a well-known racer in the area, parked his car several years ago and you know, and kind of gave up just because the open rules have just gotten so ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
But, you know, he drug it out, put a motor in it. And, if you listen to him, it's a motor out of an old school bus, but I really don't think that's true.
He's
leading my points by 17 points right now.
Wow. Wow. And we've got two races left. What are the tracks that you raced at this year, and what's the plan for next?
Well, next year, nothing we can disclose. We're going to run next year. We'll probably add a couple. We had 18 on the schedule this year. One got rained out. You know, we can't do anything about that down here.
Right.
So we're looking at maybe 2022 next year. Might add one or two tracks that I'm currently in talks with now. And, you know, we'll see what we can do. I mean, the reception has been great. We've run Southern, Flemington, and Baker this year. And, you know, they've all been great to work with. And everybody's excited about going to Southern tonight. The Wing Sprint cars are there with us as well. We've talked more about teaming up and doing some shows together next year, because we seem to attract a pretty good crowd when it's the two of us.
What's the series?
The Southern Outlaw Sprint Car Series.
Oh, good.
They'll be there with us tonight. So.
Yeah, they always bring it. And I noticed on your, if you look up Bay Area Modifieds on Facebook, it looks like there's a lot of new clay they've been working on this week at Southern. So that could be something nice, because it's been a rough track for a little while, and it looks like they're trying to make it right for the sprinters and for you guys.
Yeah, Tom Lowry is bought into the place over there, and they brought in somewhere north of 100 loads of some really good clay. I mean, they had to jackhammer this clay out of the pit to get it into the trucks. And they've got Doug Lee, Dave Phillips, some of the best dirt guys in the business have been over there this week. And they brought that dirt in. They took the dirt from the turns and tilled it into the straightaways. And then they put this new clay in corners. So it's awesome. I'm really excited to see it. It's going to be super fast tonight.
Well, how about for drivers? You know, one of the plans that we have for next year with Kane Motorsports, obviously Matt Jackson moving from Bombers up to a pro truck. I'm going to do Bombers one more year for the championship try. And then I'm also going to go ahead and switch out from the Vintage, which is for sale. You can find it on, you know, around.
everywhere.
But I'm really interested in that. We're going to go ahead and get a modified and play and learn this next year with the Bay Area Modifieds. But, you know, really what I'm noticing, pretty affordable to get started in as far as racing goes.
Yeah, and again, you know, we don't allow all the fancy shock packages and lift arms and titanium and, you know, all these magnesium parts, all this high-tech stuff that everybody, the unobtainium metal, you know, you know, so we keep costs under control, make it affordable, and we mix up our starting lineups by average points. Lowest average points go to the front, so you know, even guys that are starting out don't have a lot of points, they get to start in the front, maybe win a heat, and, you know, if nothing else, be in the way in the feature for a while. But you get a chance to lead a couple laps in the feature. I mean, you know, where else do you do that if you're, you know, last in points? I mean, so it gives everybody a chance to get up there and show off a little.
Now, tonight, let's talk about what time everything starts over at Southern.
Yeah, tonight, we're going to start a little bit early because we got such a big show. The sprint cars are coming somewhere around 20. I usually get 15 to 18 cars when we go over to Southern.
Wow.
So we've got a couple of big classes and big shows. I think they're trying to get everybody to start rolling in the track around 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll start racing around 6:30 over there, which is about an hour early.
Now, and again, you were saying that with this race, and what's your next race or the last race of the season?
We do this one, and then in 2 weeks we go to Baker for the season finale.
Oh, wow. Well, again, how can we find out information about you guys on, you know, obviously on the air, not on the air, on the web? Sorry, we're on the air now, brother. I need more coffee.
On the web, you can find us at facebook.com/Bay Area Modifieds. And, of course, you can go to imca.com. Our point standings and everything are all over there. We've got two state championships. Scott Sessions is already our Alabama champ because we're done at Flemington. So the Florida state championship and the series championship is still up for grabs.
Okay, Jay, we appreciate you coming on board. Can't wait to play in the dirt next year with y'all.
Yeah, man, I look forward to having you out there. It'll be a blast to work together again.
Amen. All right, Jay Wells again, absolutely. Heading over to Southern tonight. That's in Milton, and it's not hard to find. You go on I-10 all the way to State Road 87, take a right, next light, take a left, and you probably see the dirt flying. So it's going to be a lot of fun stuff. Now, again, tonight, it's championship night, double features at Mobile International Speedway. And one thing that we want to do, obviously I've talked about, and for folks who don't know, we run gold on my car, the number 5 out there in a bomber class at Mobile and Five Flags. We race out there for childhood cancer. Now, September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and if everyone's got a Facebook, go in and push in Smashing Walnuts. We're all going to have a lot of the drivers out tonight with walnuts in our pockets for cracking the cure for childhood brain cancer. There's a beautiful young girl named Gabriella who lost her life, but she has a video up. And if you look up on Smashing Walnuts, just watch this 7-minute video, and you're gonna see why we do what we do for the racing in this area and why we do with childhood cancer. So it's an honor for us to do that. There's so many other drivers that are coming on board. Red Dog Reynolds, again, of course, my teammate Matt Jackson, and Robert Loper's a big part of it as well, and Rusty Powell Jr., which all will be at the track tonight at Mobile. So it's just a great cause. It gets to all of our drivers in the community, you know. So excited about it. We hope to tell you more about it. Coming up, NASCAR. Wow, I love the paint schemes that we're seeing at the Southern 500 where it's supposed to be on Labor Day weekend. Hang on. NBC Sports' Dustin Long checking in next. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always brought to you by amazing sponsors like Mobile International Speedway. Remember, double features tonight. We heard from Tim Bryan, and again next Saturday at Five Flag Speedway, and the Saturday after that, the 19th and the 26th, we'll have some championship series races there. Getting ready for the Snowball Derby in December. Also, thank you to Jay Wells with the Bay Area Modifieds. Learned a lot there, and also Wayne O'Kresick with Sunny South Raceway. Now, it's NASCAR, and you can hear in the background Xfinity Series qualifying in live right there at the Lady in the Black for the NBC Sports NASCAR's Dustin Long. And good morning, Dustin. How's the weather over there? No rain, right?
It's hot.
It's hot.
That's the way it's supposed to be in Darlington on Labor Day weekend. It was, got up to about the mid-90s yesterday, and, there were some crew guys that needed a little attention from heat exhaustion yesterday. That's how hot it was in the garage, how hot it was at the track. Right now, it's not as hot as what it was yesterday. I think it's supposed to get up to the mid-80s or today, but there's some cloud cover that helps, but it's still warm, and this is typical Labor Day weekend weather in Darlington, South Carolina, where NASCAR is back to the Southern 500 on this weekend for the first time since 2003.
What a great idea NASCAR came up with. And then to add all of these guys that are doing the throwback schemes, and I love the quote that I saw on your website, and it's if you go online, if you guys are listening online, just hit nascartalk.nbcsports.com. And Dale Jr. said, if you come to this race without having a throwback scheme, you're like the guy that goes to the Halloween party that doesn't dress up.
Well, that would be Jeff Gordon, and that would be Joe Gibbs Racing, because those cars do not have the throwback paint scheme. But you certainly have a lot of unique paint, the throwback paint schemes. Kyle Larson's is probably one of the favorites, of a lot of people here. It's he's in the number 42, but it's the mellow yellow car that goes back to the days of Thunder, and then also what Kyle Petty once drove. You've got the 43 of Eric Almirola, and that's the paint scheme from the 1972 for Richard Petty, and I mean the car just looks sharp.
It does.
It's just a great looking car. You got Brad Keselowski's number 2 car, which is modeled after Bobby Allison's car in the mid 80s, the Miller car, which is just that's another one that is a real popular car in the garage. You got the 32 of Josh Wise, which other than the sponsorship, it looks just like the size car that Ricky Craven drove. The victory here at Darlington and that fantastic finish against Kurt Busch.
Yeah.
Another car, a couple of the cars that I like is the 33 of Mike Bliss, which is painted in that green paint scheme like Harry Gant's
Full
Bandit.
I loved that. That was one of my favorite drivers growing up, so that's very cool.
So that is that's one that is a popular looking car. Again, it's not been very fast, so we'll see if it makes the field.
Mm.
But and then the 15 of Clint Bowyer is another nice one. It's a hand painted car. It's a tribute car to Buddy Baker. So those are among the really nice looking cars. There are several others out there, but those are some of the ones that really do stand out. Austin Dillon's crew, the Richard Childress team, they're in white pants and like red shirts from like back in the day when Childress was driving that car. So you know, a lot of little neat throwback things. Some of the drivers with throwback, you know, looking uniforms and stuff like that. So it's really kind of taking a hold and kind of embracing the tradition here at Darlington. And I think what you're going to see is this is not going to be just a one-year deal. This is going to be something they're going to move forward on.
Love it.
And that you'll see more of this throwback type of scheme at this race next year and beyond here at Darlington Raceway.
I know Jeff Gordon said they just didn't have time to make the 24 look like the throwback like they had last weekend, and no real reason why Gibbs decided not to do that. So, you know, we'll see. Obviously, one of his drivers nails the wall. That was Kyle Busch. Well, not nails it, but gets a stripe hard enough to where he had to go to the backup. Right?
I'm sorry, you broke up there?
Sorry. I was talking about how Kyle Busch slapped the wall, had to go back to a backup. Uh-oh. Are you there?
Yeah, Kyle Busch is back in a backup car after hitting the wall yesterday. But, again, no, I don't think that'll be as big of an issue. He'll have that car ready to go for qualifying, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
He did get out on the track in the backup car yesterday.
I saw that Kurt Busch, his brother, is using the digital dashboard here at Darlington that I think next year all the cars are going to. What's the reason behind this, and what are they learning, and why are they going to digital dashboards?
Well, I mean, again, like you said, all the teams, you know, NASCAR's requiring teams to go to that digital dash starting next year. They're just trying to get a little time with it right now. I mean, he's safely in the chase, so, I mean, this is a race that, you know, they can experiment with, see how it works in a race condition. And just kind of prepare for it for next year. Anything you can do to prepare for something, that's just what
and
then he wanted to do and is comfortable with it. And he says, look, as long as it gives me the right pit road speed indicator and I don't get caught speeding on pit road, then I'll be fine with it.
I see that Michael Waltrip Racing begins that process of ceasing operations. A lot of a lot of team members and people out of jobs there. Did you hear that?
it's a lot of noise.
Sorry,
out there. But yeah, you're talking about Michael Waltrip Racing. Yeah, they filed paperwork with the state of North Carolina detailing that there will be 217 people who will be permanently laid off beginning in the first round of layoffs will begin November 1st, so about 3 weeks before the season ends, and it will be concluded by mid-April 2016. So, my guess is you might, you know, again, the expectation was is that they weren't going to, Michael Waltrip Racing already announced they weren't going to run a full-time Sprint Cup operation. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to see, like, a Michael Waltrip car maybe in the Daytona 500. Remember, that as part of the Maxwell House sponsorship and doing a few races with Clint Bowyer. One of the things was also was having Michael Waltrip in the Daytona 500. So whether it comes out of that shop or somebody else's and just listed as, like, a Michael Waltrip Racing car, I think you'll have a few people there, but basically, you know, that's going to be the end of Michael Waltrip Racing, as you know it, coming up here shortly.
Man, who's your pick for this weekend? Who looks good?
I'm going to go with the guy who comes across the finish line first. That's
my politically correct, you stinker.
That's going to be one that really kind of keep an eye on. So. Yeah. That's just me, you know.
And that's why you work for
somebody else.
That's why you work for NBC Sports. That's how you got the job right there from NBC Sports, because you're so smart. You always call it right.
Well, I mean, you know, I think the interesting thing will be is to look at what the Chevrolets are doing.
Yeah.
You know, this is a low downforce package.
Yeah,
was tried it at Kentucky. The Chevrolets didn't do very well there. But also remember that for whatever reason, Kentucky is probably the worst track for Chevy cars for whatever reason. That's history shows that that's been a Ford and Toyota track.
You've had some, the Stewart Haas cars have been fast with Harvey, Kurt Busch, even Tony Stewart. Austin Dillon's shown some speed this weekend. So I'm really going to be interested to see what happens. But obviously, just keep in mind, this is the low downforce package. Yeah. And if this has another race that NASCAR and the fans are pleased with, you'll see more of this next year.
Dustin Long with NBC Sports. How can we keep track of you at the track?
You know, on our website, like you mentioned, NASCARTalk.NBCSports.com, and also follow me on Twitter at Dustin Long. And also, we've got Nate Ryan here with the track with me, and follow him at Nate Ryan.
All right, Dustin, have fun, stay cool, and enjoy the race this weekend. And we'll get back with you in the next week or so to see how we're getting closer and closer to that championship. We appreciate everything you're doing for us, my friend.
And remember, the first car across the line, that's my pick.
I'm betting. All right. There's Dustin Long with NBC Sports, and we appreciate it. And again, I want to wish all the drivers out there safety tonight. First of all, the most important thing, have fun. Remember, racing is supposed to be fun. We do take it serious, and when we get overheated and at the end of that battle, sometimes we get a little upset. I've done it. I've thrown helmets. I've chased cars. I've thrown gloves, but that gets expensive and looks stupid. So doesn't mean I won't do it again, but, you know, just trying to keep cool tonight. And we want to wish Matt Jackson from Isla Motor 2 Bombers the best luck in his championship run. Also, Red Dog Reynolds from the Bob Speed Shop Sportsman. Oki Mason with the Pro Trucks. Again, struggling just a little bit with his truck, so we wish him the best. And Junior Niedecken as well. These guys leading the points tonight at Mobile International Speedway. Always have a lot of fun coming to you now at 10 o'clock. It's Kane. You know me from Coastal Traffic doing the traffic reports, but you might now know me as a race car driver, announcer at some of the tracks, and just a good guy. We have a lot of fun. I hope to see you all at the track. Bring the kids out and support local racing. God bless you all. We'll be safe, and by the way, love you, Mom.